You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who binge-watches TV for a living but doesn't get paid, Pete Schwabba.
It's a great gig. Good work if you can get it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Nightlight. Oh, the fun is about to start. You are just in time. We have a great show tonight. It is great to have you here on this Tuesday night, a beautiful night in the state of Wisconsin, wherever you are. We made it through. We made it through the rain, the wind, whatever that was last night. It came and went. So good for us. Conrad, did you get stuck in that last night?
No, I was in my bedroom and, you know, just I did have the window open because it got really hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, the rain started coming into my window because of the wind.
Okay.
So my bed got a little wet.
What, didn't you get up and close it?
It felt nice a little bit.
Was your bed already wet for other reasons?
It was warm in my apartment, all right?
Okay. Hey, this, you know, it's so weird because I was listening to the weather all night last night, and they said we were going to get this horrible, like, maybe tornadoes. Apparently one touchdown in Peshtigo, about 10 miles, 5 miles from where I live. But at about, I don't even know, it was maybe 11 o'clock, 1130. I was like, oh, this storm must have passed us. And here, this is one of the weirdest weather things that ever happened to me in my life. I'm sitting watching TV. I'm watching, rewatching The Accountant. And this gust of wind came out of nowhere. I don't know if it came off the water or what, but I thought it was going to lift the roof off my house.
Well.
And I need a new roof anyway, so I could have had insurance cover it if that had happened. However, it was so scary. It made the weirdest noise. I jumped out of the chair. I woke my wife up. I said, I think we should go down to the basement. And then that was it. And I called my parents. They live about 1,000 feet away from me. They didn't experience it. My sister didn't. It was like a wind gust that just hit my house. It was so weird.
Are you sure this really happened?
Honest to God, I did not dream it. I was not under any kind of chemical influence. I need to get Brittany Merlot on the horn and figure out what that was. Because honest to God, it made the weirdest noise and it scared the bejesus out of me. And that's the first time I've ever used the word bejesus name in vain. It freaked me out. I thought we were under attack. I thought it was going to be tornadoes right outside the house. So anyway, it's behind me. It was traumatic. I got through it. And now we can move on. So great show tonight, folks. I'm really excited because I've got a fellow native Marinette. Well, he's not a resident anymore. He's been doing amazing things out in the world of broadcasting for the last 30 years. Mike Strelo, who is the anchor at CBS 58 in Milwaukee. As I understand it, the noon anchor and the 4 o'clock news anchor. And he's been doing that for a couple decades now plus. So Mike is stepping back, but he will still have lots to do on a weekend show that he will anchor there too. So Mike is going to be here. He's from Marinette. He was born and raised there. I'm a transplant, but I have a serious tie to the place now, and I live there now. So Mike and I will have a nice talk about Marinette. And you might have guessed this, Conrad. I've got a Nightlight quiz for Mike. He's going to take our Marinette. It's the first time we've ever given. This might be the first time a quiz has ever been rendered about Marinette, Wisconsin on the radio. Once again, Nightlight makes history. And I think Mike will do well. Yeah, I think he's going to do really. It's not that hard. However, he has not lived there in a long time, so we got to cut him some slack. But it'll be fun. We'll talk to Mike about his career and how he got where he was. He was a former anchorman here in Green Bay when he was starting out, which was exciting. So we'll talk about all of that with Mike at 6:35. Those of you in Milwaukee, feel free to text your nice thoughts to Mike Strelo, who will be here at 6:35. Then there's a new film festival in Stoughton, Wisconsin, called the SOGO Film Festival. And founder Miles Kristen will be here at 7:20 or 7:35? He'll be here in the 7 o'clock hour. I think that's all we need to tell people. Let's keep people guessing. We don't want them tuning out. That's what they call a tease in radio, Conrad.
I'm teased just listening.
You know what? I've noticed a change in your attitude since you took some time off.
What's the change?
I don't know. I'm going to get to the bottom of this, though, but I think you still have draft on the brain. You had, four nights off? I had to go down to Madison and stay in the western suburb. I was almost in Iowa.
Wow.
That wasn't that bad. It was a nice hotel. But no, it was fun. I was in Madison doing the show from there. I've grown kind of accustomed to that. It's fun to work with those guys. Got to see Aaron Zommers. I was a guest on Todd Alba's show. Sam helped me out. So we had you covered while you were gone. But tell us, what was it like? The draft here in Green Bay.
It was crazy. A lot of people.
Yeah.
I did see that it got up to 600K in a total attendance. And that's, it ties the record for Tennessee when it was down there.
Okay.
And that's 600 as well. But, you know, for such a small city, I didn't even think we could fit that many people in that area. But they did it. And, you know.
And everybody's kidneys paid the price. Did you get stuck in that drama?
What do you mean?
Somebody posted a picture where there was like lines 30 deep
oh.
for porta potties.
Yep.
That must have been brutal.
So one of my friends who was behind me, he just randomly left, and we didn't see him for like the rest of the night until we found him at the end of the night. You know, we left as soon as the Packers picked, pretty much. We're like, we cannot stand out here much longer because we were out there for 7 hours.
Was it cold?
Just standing.
Yeah.
It got pretty cold out there. The wind was brutal.
Okay.
And me, I was wearing a t-shirt. So that was on me, though.
Good call.
I wanted to get a sweatshirt that was a little out of the budget.
Was it like one of those t-shirts where you're like, this is my best chance to meet girls? If I wear this, I might be a little cold, but it's worth the risk.
It was a Jordan Love graphic t-shirt. So
okay.
You know, it was worth it.
You're representing. All right, nice.
But we went all around. We checked out some of the stuff that they had. I met Mark Murphy, which
is really
pretty cool. He was in one of the places that they had set up, which is called Packers Everywhere, where you went in and it was like a dive bar, pretty much, like inside of the tent. And they had pull tabs in there that you won a, I'm sure everyone won a prize, but you open it and then, you know.
Yeah.
And then, you went around the line and showed all like the sayings that Wisconsin has, like, oh, sorry, I didn't see you there.
Oh, funny.
And then at the end, you get to take a picture with who was ever there. And when we were there, it was Mark Murphy.
That's hilarious. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. And
bathroom issues aside, it sounds like a wonderful event.
See, when you're outside by the draft, yeah, there was a problem there. But when you got inside in Lambeau, and then, like, you could get reasonable times.
Okay. That's good. So, and you're happy with the draft pick?
I'm very happy with the draft pick.
Okay.
And it was so loud when Mark Murphy said that for the first time since 2002. We picked a receiver in the first round. The crowd, you could barely hear anything.
Nuts. It was cheering louder than anyone, probably.
Jordan
Love. And Conrad. Yeah.
It was really cool.
I love that phrase when people say, didn't see you there.
Well,
because you know what that means? They saw you.
You know what's funny is I probably heard that about 20 times, at least 20 times.
At the draft?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like trying to walk into the. To the people were trying to walk past us, like, and it's crazy. I don't even know how they could get up there, but they did accidentally step on my foot or something. Like, oh, like, you're from Wisconsin. It's okay.
Yeah, right. So there were 600,000 people just in the designated draft area?
No, so it was total attendance.
Attendance. So outline.
On 3 days.
How on earth did they even measure that? That's great. That's a ton of people.
Yeah. And, you know, this is funny, though, is that. They said you need the OnePass app to get in. They said, "What? Like 12 o'clock is when they opened it. We get to there and they say, you don't need the OnePass. Just go. No, we're not scanning today. I'm like, well, why did we download this app then?
Oh, jeez. Did you have to pay?
No.
It was free.
It was totally free until you got in there and then you realized everything was really expensive.
I can't believe this was free. Miller Lite, $12.
Chicken tenders were like 15 or somewhere.
Oh, God.
But they were hot honey, so you know.
Oh, so it was worth it.
No.
So it sounds good. You're glad you went. You glad you took time off?
Glad I went. That was once in a lifetime experience.
You never know.
They might come
You're
back.
A young guy,
I think it went smoothly. I heard there was only like one arrest the whole time. So
is that right?
I think that's pretty good numbers for 600K.
And after hearing the porta potty situation, I can probably guess what that arrest was for.
Yeah, trying to get up in front.
Hey, let's do this before we run out of time here in this first segment. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite TV show theme song? That is tonight's Nightlight question of the night. What is your favorite TV show theme song? Text us and let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or text us on the app. I know there are a lot of you listening on the app. It's always fun to get texts off the app. And if you're listening on the stream, or watching the stream, I should say, Facebook, Twitter X, or YouTube, shoot us a text on the stream. We always love to read your messages on the radio. And it's always so much more fun when you guys participate. I will go first. I will say, I've thought about this a lot today. I'm going to say Cheers because, I mean, the song is definitely pertains to the show and the lyrics, but it's a good song. It's a good standalone song. There you go. Yeah, that's great.
It's great.
Is that the original?
Yeah.
Taking a break. Take a verse, Conrad.
I don't think I can. I don't know the words that well.
To get away. This is fantastic. Ooh. That's when they cut it right there, and then they went into the next verse.
Yeah.
That's a great song. So I have a tie. It's Cheers or Good Times. When I was a kid, there was a show set in Chicago, even though they didn't film it there, at the Cabrini Green Housing Project, starring Jimmy Walker, called Good Times. Let's hear a little of that. Great song. So I have a tie. And I will throw in honorable mention the Mary Tyler Moore theme song. Great song. And a great, just a very upbeat song where you kind of get, yeah, you kind of get swept up in it a little bit. It's got a happy sound, great lyrics. Beautiful. And Mary Tyler Moore, so beautiful. Throwing her beanie or her hat up in the air at the end. We'll hear more of that later. I love that. Wow, maybe I have a three-way tie. What about you?
I wanted to actually see if you could guess it.
Okay.
I think
Is this a show you like or just a song you like?
It's a show that I liked, and then I realized what it, like, I'll explain it after. You probably watched it with your son.
Okay. I never thought that it'd be so simple, but I found a way. If you open up. Yeah, what is that? What is that?
It's Drake and Josh.
Drake and Josh.
And one of my favorite shows growing up.
Yeah, I used to get them and the Sprouse Brothers show mixed up. The Dylan and Cole Sprouse.
Oh, Sweet Life.
That's a good
second.
Song, though. That's a yeah. great song, yeah. All right, so that's our question of the night, folks. Let us know what your favorite TV theme show song is. We're going to read your text when we come back. We're going to read a text we got from last night. All kinds of stuff going on here at Nightlight, folks. Great to have you with me. It's Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You've got Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night. Pardon me. Mike Strelo will be here after the news at the bottom of the hour. He is a fellow Marinetter, a Marinette native who has been doing great things in the news world in Milwaukee for the last couple decades plus. Mike is here in studio, and that's exciting. He'll be along shortly, and then Miles Kristen will be here, the founder of a new film festival here in Wisconsin, will join me in the second hour around 7:30 or so. We got a text overnight, and I don't like to let texts go unread. So even though it came in at an ungodly hour, thanks to our friend Bud from Janesville, I'm going to read it. Our question last night was, who is your favorite first lady? In honor of National First Ladies Day, which was on Saturday. So Bud writes, hey, Pete, I don't even know if I should read. This is kind of a, it's a pretty dark text.
Hey,
but you know what?
Just go for it.
They gave me license to be a little more, and it's not even that it's that edgy. I just don't like to read it because it's the visuals are so horrifying, but I'm going to do it. Bud from Janesville says, hey, Pete, regarding your question about first ladies, I admire a first lady that will look the other way when I have affairs. Well, who doesn't? And yet, scoop up my brain when I end up on the business end of a slug. So horrible, Bud. He says this was for comedic effect only and very little at best. Agreed, Bud. But hey, it took guts to say it. What is happening with my voice?
It's that gelato.
No, it's the gelato. It goes down so smooth, though. It doesn't feel like. Bud says, love your show. Bud from Janesville. Thank you, Bud. And thank you for listening during the rebroadcast from, is it 4 to 6? Are we on Connor?
Yeah, yeah, 4 to 6.
So that's perfect. I love to know people are listening even when we're sleeping. Pat says, Pat's got a Marinette trivia question. So we'll save that for when Mike is on. Because I think I know the answer. He says, my Marinette trivia question, I'll just read it now, is what neighborhood in Marinette has a block with the most taverns on it in the world? And I don't think that's not going to be a tough one for Mike, but I'll hold off until Mike is here. We'll add that to the quiz. Nick from Marshall, that's the 608, he says Hawaii 5-0 is his favorite theme. That's the reboot. I have not seen the reboot. Is that the one with Shemar Moore?
I actually don't watch that.
Yeah. I have not heard that, but the original Hawaii 5-0 had great theme music as well. Anna from Madison, she's in the 608, says, hi, Pete. Welcome back, Conrad. My favorite,
thank you.
Yeah. My favorite TV theme song is Crockett's theme by Jan Hammer for Miami Vice. That was a great tune. Anna going back to the 80s, little Michael Mann. I love it. Thank you, Anna. Brian from Milwaukee says, Newhart. That was a theme song by Henry Mancini. I did not know that. Brian, but that's a great one too. When he gets off the L in Chicago and he's walking by all those high rises. You'll appreciate this, Brian. Right out of college, I lived in that area on North Sheridan Road up by where all those high rises are. And we used to call them the Bob Newhart buildings. And it was kind of a thrill because I felt like I was living in Bob Newhart's hood. Even though he never really lived there, but he was, you know, the opening credits, they would show him walking. It was kind of cool. So I knew Bob Newhart had taken steps in that neighborhood, which was pretty cool. Ross from Crawford County says, I like your choices. I also like the theme from MASH and the original Hawaii 5-0. Two votes for Hawaii 5-0. Get out of town. Yeah, MASH is a good one too. And the lyrics to that song from the movie are like, suicide is painless or something like that. They're pretty dark. But it's a great song. Thank you, Ross. Everett from Sun Prairie. He is in the 262. Pete, theme songs? Come on, man. Laverne and Shirley surely deserves a mention. Yeah, I forgot about, I thought about Happy Days. I kind of forgot about Laverne and Shirley, though. Set in Milwaukee. You can't go wrong there. Well done, Everett. We have a call, Conrad?
Yes, we do.
Who do we have?
Brian in Milwaukee.
Hey, Brian, how's it going?
Hey, good. How are you? Yeah, Bob Newhart show is a good theme song.
Great.
Where he's walking through the city. But the theme song that I'm thinking of actually is the show he did after that, which it's just called Newhart. And I don't know if you know this, but that's the theme song that was done by Henry Mancini.
Okay.
And the thing is that the end of that show, after it went for like 8 seasons, it actually went down in history as being one of the greatest series finales in history.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah.
Something goes wrong with the town. He gets hit by a golf ball, wakes up, and they had the wife, Suzanne Bichette, wake up in the bedroom.
Yep.
You know, turn on the lamp, and he goes, oh, my God, is this a bad dream? And the whole series was just a dream. That is, you know, just, I mean, I love Bob Newhart to death. I thought he was great in both series. Both are great theme songs. So,
I totally agree. Yeah. and thank you very much, Brian, for the call. Fantastic call.
Yeah.
Have a great night.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, and that series, that is unequivocally, I think, considered probably the coolest ending, at least to a half-hour sitcom ever. He wakes up back in the bed with his wife from his first show, and his wife in the second show was known for wearing tight sweaters, and he asked his wife, Emily, hey, would you mind wearing more sweaters or something like that? It was just such a great line and a great ending. Everett from Sun Prairie also says, and of course, the Golden Girls. So good. God, I forgot what the theme. I can't say I'm familiar with that, but if I heard it, I would know it. Great stuff. Thank you, everybody. Keep the texts coming. We will read them. Kurt Krause checks in on the stream and says, my favorite TV show theme is MASH, which is also my all-time favorite TV series. Well done, Kurt. I love the first few, seasons of MASH, but I thought it got very preachy after that and wasn't as funny. It was still a good show, though. But Kurt Krause also, Conrad, fun fact for you, photographed himself in Madison and sent it to me. He was at Flick's Brewhouse having a Nightlight IPA,
nice.
Hazed on radio. So shout out to Kurt Krause and Max Blaska, one of the coolest names in show business. Thank you, guys. Hope you enjoyed the beer, and thanks for the shout out. So we are coming right back, ladies and gentlemen, with my homie, a fellow Marinette native son, Mike Strela will be here after Civic Media's news team tells you what you need to know. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Shiny.
This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. I am Peach Wabba. Conrad is back riding shotgun after his not quite Italy-length vacation, but you were gone for a substantial amount of time, but not like last year.
4 days compared to 2 weeks, I think.
We had the great Todd Michaels set in for you here last night, which was fun. And I don't know if I'm just going to bring our guest on right now. I'm very excited to have this guy on. And I want to ask you, Mike, if you know Todd Michaels, because he's a big fan of yours. And I think he remembers you from when you were in Green Bay here.
Yeah, that I haven't met Todd and seen Todd in a long time, but yeah, I really enjoyed the conversation last night on my way home.
Oh, good.
Talking about things that are peculiar, a funny word.
Oh, you really do listen.
Use.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I sure do.
That is the voice of Mike Strela, who is the anchorman at CBS 58 in Milwaukee and has been for quite some time. He joins us here in the studio. He is also a Marinette native son, not a resident currently. It's been many years, but it's great to have you here.
It's great to be here. Thanks so much. I really wanted this, you know, complete in studio experience with you, Pete, and Conrad. And
yeah.
What a venue, looking outside here, Washington Street. I remember when I was a kid, my parents, we'd go shopping here in Green Bay, and wow, what a transformation. This part of town looks fantastic. So I arrived about, 2 hours early, thought I'd take a little trip down memory lane. I drove by the house where I spent the first 5 years of my life. I was born at St. Vincent Hospital.
Nice.
Went over to Baird Creek Road. That was the apartment my wife and I first rented after we were married back in 1987. And of course, Lambeau Field, where I sold programs for a couple of years when I was a teenager. So that brings back a lot of memories. And, you know, Channel 2 as well, BAY, you know, the time that I spent there. And friendships that I made and the things that I learned as a reporter at BAY, first in the Valley Bureau and then coming up here to Green Bay in 1987, watching and working with some of the people that I grew up watching, you know, Chuck Ramsey, Tom Zalaski, and of course, Bill Jartz, who will be retiring next month. So it is fantastic to be home.
It's so great to have you here. Does it seem like Green Bay, like when I remember when we moved to Marinette, it was 1979, I was in middle school, and we would come here to shop. It was like a big, deal.
It was.
And now I come here every night. And we're looking out at where Port Plaza Mall used to be here, right, in Green Bay. And yeah, it, does it seem like the world is smaller, or certainly Wisconsin anyway?
To a certain degree, yes. You know, yeah, it was just a totally different era back then. Washington Street had all these shops up and down and so much pedestrian traffic. And then as I got into high school, Port Plaza Mall opened, and that was the big deal, right? You go through the mall and go to the Prangies. I remember going to Prangies. My wife, in fact, when we lived here, she worked at Prangies for a while. And we go up to the terrace room and have some great hamburgers up there.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And but it's been a while since I've spent time here in Green Bay. And, you know, the waterfront is fantastic. And, you know, the apartments, people are living down here, working down here, and, you know, enjoying life.
I want to say, too, it's fun because you and I have only been Facebook friends for a little bit. We didn't know each other.
No.
And I reached out to you. I thought, man, it'd be great to have Mike on the show because we're on statewide. And I know that, you know, that, or you told me afterwards when I invited you on the show, you said that's so funny because I listen to you on the way home sometimes. So this worked out really well, but we didn't know each other. So right. I want to say right out of the gate, we have a new friendship now. I feel like I've known you longer, probably because of the Marinette connection, but you have a face people can trust.
Okay.
Do you hear that? Is that a news cliche? I have a very untrustworthy face. I'm trustworthy, but this face is trouble.
I don't know.
You got it's it all good going
trouble.
On, man.
It's good trouble. I love your you know, your wit and your humor, and you
it's
and
Kyle
make a great combination here.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah,
Mike.
You really do.
Do you hear that though? Do you hear for you to be in Milwaukee for that long?
Right.
You know, and it's like your buddy Emerson, who I know you know, he's been on the show, and he says when you're in news in a smaller community, Milwaukee's much bigger, but people come, they have to trust you. They tune into you, and it's because they like you or they know you're not going to give them, you know, erroneous news somehow.
Sure.
Well, talk about that responsibility a little
bit. Oh, yeah, it's something you have to earn, right?
Yeah.
I don't take that lightly, and I've been grateful to be able to make a career out of television news, first in La Crosse, then Green Bay, and then to Milwaukee. I'm in my 43rd year right now. So many opportunities, places that I've been, people that I've met, and you know, someone comes up to you in the grocery store to say hi, and you know, it's wonderful that they feel comfortable enough to do that and say hi, and oftentimes give you a story idea. That's where our best story ideas come from.
Really?
From our viewers. They'll, you know, send us an idea, social media, or give us a call, or sometimes write us a letter, or if you see them on the street, and they say, hey, did you know this? And it's especially important for the show that I host and just have so much pride in, and that's CBS 58 Sunday Morning that we just celebrated our 10th anniversary earlier this month.
Congratulations.
It's sort of like a local version of CBS Sunday Morning with Jane Pauley. And so those kinds of stories, those positive, uplifting stories in an unhurried format is something that I really enjoy. When 1985, when I first got the job in the Valley Bureau working with the legendary Jerry Burke, I read this book from Charles Kuralt. It's called On the Road with Charles Kuralt. Remember, he used to have that series. And I thought, this really speaks to me, this kind of storytelling. And I thought, I'd love to do this someday. Well, 30 years later, we start up the Sunday Morning Show. And I've been able to share those stories and introduce stories that my colleagues put together. And I've never enjoyed anything more in my life. And fortunately, I'm going to be able to continue to do that. I'm grateful that our ownership, Weigel Broadcasting, and our you know, my managers have decided that, hey, I can continue to do that program.
Yeah.
I'm going to step away from the anchor desk at the end of the summertime. I anchor the noon and four right now. And work 3 days a week. So a semi-retirement, as we're calling it. I'm not ready to pull the plug completely. And I'll continue to do that.
That's so great. Let's keep it on your news gig, because I saw this. This was a fascinating statistic. So correct me if I'm wrong, but you were the first, you anchored the first newscast at CBS 58 in Milwaukee.
Yes. Yes.
And now that's an insane statistic.
March 18th, 1996. See, CBS 58 was an independent station in Milwaukee and became a CBS affiliate, but didn't have a news operation. And so I was fortunate to be on the ground floor of starting a newsroom.
Wow.
And working with some fantastic people. And yeah, I remember that first night. Talk about butterflies, right?
Yeah.
It was like, I can't believe this is happening.
But you had already been doing it for a while.
I've been doing it, but not in that capacity. You know, in lacrosse, I was a reporter and then an anchor at 5. Here at WBAY, I was a nighttime reporter, fill-in anchor. I went over to TMJ4 in 1989, nighttime reporter, fill-in anchor. And I was fortunate enough for to be able to go across the street and work as an anchor and reporter. And that I still am. I anchor and I report. I think the best anchors are very good reporters, and the best reporters also do some work anchoring, and they complement one another.
Boy, well said. Mm-hmm. That is the voice of Mike Strelo, who is here in the studio with me. He is the anchor of the noon and 4 o'clock news at CBS 58. He's stepping away from that, and he will continue his Sunday morning duties, which is exciting. So how did you get started? Like, where did you go to school? And I assume you studied broadcasting.
Sure. Well, it started really in high school.
Let's start Marinette.
Marinette High School. Okay. I'm at Pride of Class of 1978.
All right.
Great instructors there, and I was heavily involved in sports. I played football, basketball, track. And,
nice.
I wanted to be a sportscaster. You know, okay. I thought, okay. And I wanted to continue playing football, so I went to UW lacrosse, played a couple of years of football there, and they have a mass comm department, and so I enrolled in that. And a couple of years of football, I thought, I'm going to step away and just focus on my career.
Less painful.
It was. And so I started up this sports interview program the campus TV station, interviewed all of these coaches. And then my senior year, I got a job at the campus radio station to read news in the morning, get up really early and read news. And I had some fantastic mentors there who did a great job preparing me for that. And so I thought, I think I'm going to get into news. I'm going to back away from sports and focus my career on news. I thought it offered a little more variety, and I'm so glad I did. And so that's where it started. Graduated in 82 from UWL and got my first job in lacrosse.
Right there in lacrosse. Mm-hmm. Wow, good for you.
Yeah.
So, all right, so you go from there to Green Bay. Now you've been in Milwaukee for years. What is it like when you're an anchor and – you're also doing this Sunday morning show. I would imagine being in the anchor chair is much more intense because you get breaking stories probably. You also have stuff that you prepare. What do you like better? I mean, I kind of know the answer to this, or I suspect the answer, but talk a little bit about how different those two gigs are.
Yeah, well, of course, the newscasts, it's the day of news. Everything is, you know, every day is different. That's one of the appeals of this career is that you come in and you have an idea the kinds of stories you're going to be doing, and then all of a sudden everything changes. And so, and they change during the newscast as well.
Wow.
And so there's that adrenaline rush that you get from, you know, anchoring a live newscast.
Yeah.
I do 2 one-hour shows every day. And then as far as the Sunday morning show, that's something that we work on all week long. And that's a one-hour show as well. But again, it's more of an unhurried. We pretty much know the stories. We know every story, I should say, that we will be putting on. So, I enjoy both, and they both offer opportunities and challenges. But, you know, again, I'm just ready to step back from that the daily news, you know, one-hour news programs and just focus on the Sunday morning show. And, you know, as far as that adrenaline rush, I'll get it from maybe, you know, the extra free time I'll have to go fishing and catch a bass or, you know, see a first bird that I haven't seen in a while, you know, that type of thing. Yeah. I love walking in nature and getting out in the woods.
So I'm excited to talk about Marinette a little bit coming up. But for right now, as you can reflect, as you step away from the anchor desk, your career expectations, let's say when you were leaving Marinette High School or even college because you had more direction then, did your career go kind of how you thought it would? Exceed expectations? Or, you know, where are you at with that now that you can reflect?
I couldn't be happier and more blessed and fortunate to get to the point where I'm at in my career, right? To be able to live and work in the state where I grew up, where I have family and I have friends. You know, some people decide they want to move on to bigger markets, you know, New York, LA, network, whatever. I never really had a desire to do that. I really cherished being closer to family members and when I was married, being closer to my wife's family. And so I was so close to leaving Wisconsin when I was working at BAY. I got a job offer in Albany, New York.
Oh, wow.
And before I was able to sign on the dotted line, I got a call from TMJ in Milwaukee, and they hired me on the spot. And so I was able to stay in Wisconsin, and then 7 years later, make the jump over to CBS 58. And so I'm in my 29th year there.
That's excellent.
I couldn't be happier.
Well, I'm glad you didn't go become a Walter Cronkite or something, because then you wouldn't be sitting here, right? We wouldn't be pals. So Mike Strelo is here from CBS 58 in Milwaukee. He is in studio, folks. Great to have you with me. We are coming right back with more Mike Strelo fun on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. Every time I think of you, I feel a shot right through and it'll go off good. It's no problem of mine, but it's a problem I find. Living a life.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. That's good lead-in music, I think.
Yeah, you have
for a news anchor to be here.
Thank you, Mike.
Mike Strelo is here. Do you have a favorite TV theme show song?
TV theme song? I'd have to go back to probably the 60s and 70s, you know, the shows that I watched growing up, and, you know, when they were probably more than a minute long, right?
Right, these days,
it's pretty much 10 seconds, and they're right into the commercial. But, I mean, I am a huge fan. It's a simple theme, and it's just the whistle. Can you guess which?
Andy Griffith.
I'll tell you, I'm a huge Andy Griffith fan. I have books on Andy Griffith, and I think the writing's fantastic. It's sort of comfort TV for me.
Yeah.
Right? I think, you know, Welcome Back.
Oh, Welcome Back.
John Sebastian. I think he was Loving Spoonful or something like that. He sings, you know, Summer in the City.
Summer in the City.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. I think that's a good song. So.
Great song.
Yeah.
Those are great. And that's funny you say you go back to the 60s. You look like you're like in your late 30s. Are those like Anchorman jeans or what? Do you have to be born with that, or do you just have to take better care of yourself because you're on TV every night?
I don't know. Good jeans. Hats off to my mom and dad.
There you go. They did right by you.
Well,
Mike is here in the studio with me tonight. He is stepping back from his anchor duties at CBS 58 in Milwaukee, but he will still host the Sunday morning show there. And we're hanging with Mike, talking a little bit about his career. Then we're going to give him a Marinette quiz. Oh. That's coming up. We'll talk a little bit about our cumulative hometown. Mike was born and raised there. I was a transplant, but spent the second part of my childhood there. So that'll be a fun conversation. So we were talking during the break, Mike, about your most impactful moments when you were anchoring the news. And you kind of gave me a quick thumbnail, but what would you say? Tell us about what it was like when the Bucks won the championship for you.
I mean, I look back on that. We were what we call field anchoring at that time. So we go out on location. We were on the deck overlooking Deer District.
Yeah.
And during the semifinals, you could see the crowd starting to build. And then they, you know, made it to the finals against Phoenix. And wow, you look at the mass of people and people from all over the community coming together, cheering for the Bucks. And, you know, we're up telling stories, talking about the our knowledge of the Bucks from 1970s and 80s, the tough years during the 90s, and then how far they've come. I remember I was able to actually interview Kareem Abdul-Jabbar about 10 years ago. He came to town, and I talked to him. I said, Kareem, and I never thought I'd do this, but when I was 11 years old, I remember listening to Eddie Doucette call the games. I had this little transistor radio under my pillow, and I'd hear him talk about you, the king, and the rabbit, Lucius Allen. No, I'm sorry, Bobby Dandridge. No, Bobby Dandridge was the Greyhound. Lucius Allen was the Rabbit. But I mean, here I am talking to Kareem about these childhood memories, and he really enjoyed that, had a nice engaging conversation. But getting to, yes, the Bucks on the precipice of a world championship, and we were out there, and you know, they won game six, and then we had to, you know, afterward we started talking about what had just happened and the crowd reaction, and we were, must have been out there for 3 to 4 hours.
Wow.
Myself, Natalie Shepard, and it was just a fantastic time out there, and we were just sort of working off one another, just talking about what we experienced, and it was a fantastic experience, and to be able to share that with people in Milwaukee was awesome. Kevin Holden was the other person, of course, our sports director, and I would just sort of feed off of him because he was an encyclopedia.
It's so great too, because that was a special thing for Milwaukee. Like, we just, you know, the Packers are in Green Bay, even though most people in Milwaukee are Packer fans, but
right.
That was a specific to Milwaukee championship.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had Sean Hannish on the show, who directed a film called Just a Bit Outside.
Sure.
He's been on the show a few times. The Brewers came close. So for the Bucks to get that championship, that must, and you to be there like that, experiencing all of that in the Deer District.
Right.
Must have been incredible.
And I was able to come down here up here to Green Bay when the Packers returned after their 2011 Super Bowl win. And I was standing on top of our live truck as the players were filing in their cars and talking about my experiences here in Green Bay and working at Lambeau Field, selling programs in the, you know, I think it was 1974 and 5, and I think Bart Starr was a coach, and things weren't all as good as they are today.
Right.
But that was fantastic as well.
That's so great. All right. You also are the recipient of the Chicago Midwest chapter of National Academy of Television Arts, the Silver Circle Award.
Mm.
And that's for service, I think, more than 25 years.
Right.
And that you've become a staple in the community. That's a pretty special award, Mike.
Well, I was grateful to receive that. And for those who voted me in, a prestigious company, really. And yeah, it was a special day. I remember I woke up under the weather. My voice wasn't very good, but I thought, I'm going to give this a shot. And my dad gave me provided the induction speech, and that was special.
Nice. Wow.
Because he's been so instrumental in my life. And fortunately, I was able to give back. I was the MC of this year's event.
And very cool.
Yeah, and one of the inductees was Jerry Burke, who was my mentor,
when I first
got the job in Green Bay. Here I'm up there introducing Jerry, and him receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award was just fantastic.
You didn't have to pull a Tonya Hardigan kneecap, anybody, for the so there was a front runner and you took care of the competition.
Right.
It's a cutthroat business. That's what I hear, Mike.
It's competitive. Television
news is
competitive.
But you just seem like the nicest guy in the world. You must have just done this on merit, which I don't understand.
There's
but good for you.
Place to be nice, and there's place to be respectively competitive, right?
Exactly. and I will say now, Mike had me in a headlock before
the
broadcast. Yes. He does have a dark side, but we won't go there.
No.
Mike Strelow is here. He's going to stick with us through the news. We're going to do a Marinette quiz. We're going to take him down a little trip down memory lane through Marinette and his childhood, and that will be fun. Stick around. The news is coming up next. It's intermission on Nightlight. It's Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
So you're tired, just want to close your eyes, follow your dream down.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.